As we've been reporting today, this morning Patrick Cannon walked into the federal courthouse in uptown Charlotte and was sentenced to 44 months in prison, ordered to pay more than $50,000 in restitution and a $10,000 fine. This after the former mayor pleaded guilty to a corruption charge earlier this year, just months after taking the mayor's office. WFAE's Tom Bullock was in the courtroom today. He joins me now. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mark.
Well, Cannon and his legal team began the proceedings today by asking for leniency. How did they go about making that case?
Well, Mark, they had a three-point plan, and since recording is not allowed in the federal courthouse, I'll summarize them. The first point was to portray really two Patrick Cannons, the man before and the man after his March 26th arrest. They called two character witnesses who each portrayed Cannon as a straight arrow, a devout Christian, a public servant who was basically willing to drop everything to help someone in need. And they stressed their belief that Cannon was a good father, one whose absence would punish his two children aged 13 and 16 unfairly. Then they talked of a contrite, remorseful man after his arrest who cried on the shoulder of one of the character witnesses, his former Sunday school teacher, actually, and reportedly said, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Now, the second point in the defense argument for leniency was that Cannon, he had been in public service for more than 20 years, and that taking bribes from January 2013 until his arrest was an aberration. It was an illegal act, they admitted, but Henderson Hill, who was one of Cannon's attorneys, said it was more important to look at the totality of the man and not just the events that led to Cannon's guilty plea. Now, Mark, their final point was focused on the structure of Charlotte city government itself. Now, here in Charlotte, we have a strong city manager and a council system. The mayor, in many ways, is just a figurehead. So Cannon's the legal team argued that Cannon's punishment should be as diluted as his actual power. In the end, they asked the judge for probation or if prison time must be served, a sentence of no more than 18 months.
All right, Tom. Well, how did the federal prosecutors respond to those arguments?
They methodically countered each. They said if Cannon's absence punishes his children unfairly, that it's Cannon's fault and not the court's, that even if the mayor of Charlotte doesn't hold a lot of power, they are still an elected official, and official corruption is a crime no matter the structure of government. And as to the defense's claim that Cannon's illegal acts were an aberration, U.S. Attorney Ann Tompkins said Cannon took multiple bribes, and the undercover investigation did go on for 3+ years. She argued that shows it's anything but an aberration. As part of Cannon's plea deal, prosecutors agreed to ask for no more than 5 years in prison. They asked for 3 years and 1 month.
We've heard, since his arrest, we've heard next to nothing from Patrick Cannon. Mm-hmm. Did he address the court today?
He did, though through most of the proceedings, Cannon sat quietly with his legal team. He looked pretty much straight ahead. But towards the end, he had his turn. He stood up, and the first thing he said was he now only knows shame. He was sorry for doing wrong and sorry he brought shame on him and his family. And that was about the tone of his remarks. Cannon said he loves Charlotte. It is his home. But that he failed as a father, a husband, a civic leader, and he failed as a citizen.
Now, U.S. District Judge Frank Whitney came to his own decision on the length of Cannon's sentence, and it was stiffer than what prosecutors had recommended. He got 3 years and 8 months. How did the judge come to that ruling?
Well, Judge Whitney went point by point through both sides of the arguments. In the end, he felt that 37 months was way too lenient, that although Cannon himself posed no threat of being a repeat offender, Judge Whitney believed that deterrence was needed for other politicians that might be tempted to take bribes. And he listed off 8 other public officials in North Carolina that had been convicted of corruption. The average length of their sentences was about 47 months. He gave Cannon a slightly lower sentence, 44 months, because he did believe that Cannon fully admitted to his crimes and he cooperated with the investigation.
Tom, one of the remaining questions in the Patrick Cannon case is if he would give the government any incriminating evidence on other civic, business, or community leaders. Did the proceedings today shed any light on that?
That was one of the conditions of Cannon's plea agreement, and inside the courtroom, it sounded as if he provided no information that would lead to other cases or investigations. At one point, Assistant U.S. Attorney Craig Randall said Cannon had been truthful, but provided nothing significant that would lead to further prosecutions. But then, after the proceedings, U.S. Attorney Ann Tompkins had this to say of the investigation of others in Charlotte.
The investigation is ongoing, therefore I won't be discussing any aspects of the case at all.
So, Mark, it's not the most satisfying answer, but we're going to have to wait and see.
Okay. And lastly, do we know how much time Patrick Cannon will actually serve?
Well, there's no parole in federal cases, but they do give inmates time off for good behavior. And one legal expert we spoke with said Cannon could serve just 37 of the 44-month sentence. And there's one other twist. That time could be cut down even further because Cannon is asking for mental health counseling and care for alcohol abuse. That could cut as much as a year off his sentence as well. So potentially, Patrick Cannon could serve just over 2 years of his sentence.
Okay. WFAE's Tom Bullock, thank you very much.
Thank you.